1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. And as you know, gunfire in Ramallah, fiery demonstrations in Gaza, street scuffles and confrontations in Jerusalem's old city, and emotions running high. And will there be a war in the Middle East, an all-out war between Israel and the Arabs? We've seen them before. People my age remember the Six-Day War. We remember the Yom Kippur War and other such, and, of course, the Gulf War, which was not quite what's going on right now. Ted Bell is with Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, a businessman in the Beverly Hills area. But you have some connections and some business connections, Ted, as well, that I think probably make your knowledge a little relevant down there.
Right, Phil, I think what's going on down there is so upsetting, I think, for a lot of different reasons. I'm a restaurateur. The business that I'm in, I'm not a politician, okay?
Understood.
I'm not a diplomat, but I can tell you right now, I've been in touch with a number of interests, and the Palestinian and Arab people, I think, need to, they're blowing it. They're blowing their opportunities.
How are they blowing it? I mean, they're standing up for something that they believe in.
Well, there are an awful lot of hotel and spa construction opportunities, which are going to be increasing in that region some 200% over the next 10 years. I have spoken with certain interests, new tennis courts, new polo fields, a beautiful new baseball stadium and golf courses, and I've also heard, Phil, that perhaps, and I don't know if this is a fact, but Planet Hollywood and Hard Rock Cafe are favorably disposed to begin looking at property in the Gaza Strip. So what does all of this mean? It means that the Palestinians right now are crapping where they eat. There's an old saying, you never crap where you eat, and they're crapping where they eat right now.
You're saying the Palestinians are?
Well, absolutely. I mean, Israel is a country that is modern. It's a country that's first world. If you've been to Israel, you know that the airports, the hotels, they've got some pretty swanky resorts, beautiful downtown restaurants in Tel Aviv. Now, Israel, I think, is set up for a big run at the 21st century. But the Palestinian Arab people are still. I saw pictures of them last week. I don't know whether you saw this or not. But I saw guys throwing what looked like rocks. I mean, what is that?
Everybody saw that, Ted. That was one of the lasting impressions we'll have of last week. Our palate.
Did you see this though on the news, or did you?
Yeah, I saw it on the news.
Right, I saw it on CNN where these guys are throwing rocks. So I got to ask myself, if I'm a hotel owner or if I'm somebody who's in the spa and resort business. And I've had my eye on the West Bank, and I've had my eye on the Gaza Strip. Do I want to put in, let's say, about a 3,000-room resort hotel now, or do I want to wait until I get a little bit of a better feel of this deal? Because if all these guys know how to do is throw rocks or whatever they got, I don't know exactly what the opportunities are.
All right, Ted Bell is with us. He's with Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Are you at the office right now?
I'm in the restaurant now, Phil, yeah.
And we're talking about the Palestinian and Israeli conflict in the Middle East. Now, you're looking at this from a business standpoint. Your statement that the Palestinians are blowing it because there are spa and hotel opportunities.
No, nobody wants to invest, Phil, in a part of the world where you're going to the bathroom in a bucket and you're leaving it at the side of the road. You have to begin to build some kind of an infrastructure.
But here's the thing. They're fighting for a homeland, okay? You understand the Palestinians are fighting for a homeland.
Let me give you a little a piece of advice about this homeland stuff, because I've been hearing about this. I was watching CNN last week, and they were saying that the Palestine people want to have a homeland, okay? And
yes, as we all did.
Okay. This homeland stuff's really upsetting a lot of important people. And,
like what?
Well, what kind of a homeland will you have when you don't have grocery stores, you don't have water, you don't have power? And let me tell you a little thing about golf so that your audience is absolutely clear. Okay? Hello, you need water for golf courses. All right? Otherwise, the grass doesn't grow. All right, so these Palestine people, they're making a lot of very important people angry. Now, I have a friend over in Beirut. He's an Arab. His name is Farouk Makbara, and he's embarrassed to be an Arab right now. He made a very nice dollar in the .com business, and he tells me these Arabs need to step back, step off, grab a shower, start thinking about what a can of worms they've opened up,
All right, hold on for a minute, because you're saying a whole lot here. So far, you're putting the whole thing on the Palestinians, that they're blowing it because they're missing some investment opportunity, that there's some big hotels and big spas and big golf courses that want to be built there in Palestine.
Yeah, the West Bank over there and the Gaza. What is the Golan Heights? Is that the Gaza Strip?
No, the Golan Heights is the Golan Heights.
All right, well, the Gaza, they want to do it. But now they're getting nervous because these kids are taken to the street tossing rocks. This homeland stuff, this is going to be only bad news when it comes time to put in a bed and breakfast. And we've got people lined up right now who want to put in a bed and breakfast and as well invest in an 18-hole championship golf. You can't do that when you're doing all this homeland nonsense. So what I would say is back off, take a look, take a deep breath. Look at the opportunities that are passing you by.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number. As we talked to Ted Bell about the Palestinian people blowing investment opportunities.
Because, Phil, if they get a homeland, it's going to be a bunch of people it's going to be a bunch of people in tents getting water from a well with a bucket, okay? I'll tell you something. I know it's...
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. They get a homeland, it's a bunch of people in tents getting water in buckets. Is that it?
Yeah, because what they're doing is they're blowing the opportunity for developing an infrastructure, the resort hotel business. Let me tell you something. We can put in hotels over in Palestine swankier than any rub joint we got in Vegas. The showgirls will kick your teeth out. Draw chips for everybody in the room, okay? They don't want to do this. All they want to do is set fire to police state. I saw a kid the other day. You wouldn't believe this. I'm looking at TV. Now, these are people who could have a beautiful, swanky resort. They're setting fire to tires and rolling them down the street.
There is a very highly charged political situation going on over there.
I know that. But what I'm trying to tell you is they're blowing it. And they're blowing
Just wait a minute.
Yeah.
It's a highly charged emotional, it's religious, it's political, it's longstanding. Right now, it is literally a battle for territory. And I don't know if you know the anthropologist or have read the anthropologist Robert Ardrey's work. Do you know who he is?
No, I don't. I never saw that.
Okay. He wrote a book once called The Territorial Imperative. It is his theory that the strongest urge that man has is not for sex or procreation. The very strongest drive in the human animal is for territory, is for a place to nest, is for a place to live. That's what you're screwing with down there when you screw with the fact that people...
I'm not screwing with it. They got guys lighting tires on fire and rolling down the street. They might as well be playing with their own doo-doo. Do you understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? They have an opportunity of putting in some of the swankiest rub joints, beautiful resort hotels, and they're playing with their own doo-doo. They're rolling down tires and that...
They're fighting over a very fundamental principle. I just said...
I know you mean about the territory deal. But
it's a very fundamental thing, territory. It is the most important thing and the strongest drive the human race has. And that's what's... That war, every war... is about that, Ted.
I'm going to tell you something right now. They've got about 30 days, and there's some real important hotel people, some spa people, bed and breakfast people are going to pull their money out.
Who are these people?
I'm not at liberty.
Give me a name.
I'm not at liberty. Right now, I can't tell.
Are they American interest?
Some American, some European.
Well, that's just another form of colonization.
What are you talking about?
It's just another form of colonization. It's American money, European money. What about some Arab money? What about some Israeli money building their own swanky rub joints or whatever the hell you want to call it? 1-800... God, it's very emotional. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. And we've had a few people say, why do I have on a guy who is a restaurant owner talking about the Middle East problem? But you say that, Ted, what you have is a particularly good insight into the situation.
Because of the economics, Phil. The economics are at the heart and soul of everything. And I will tell you right now, what the Palestinians need is economic development and empowerment. They get a homeland. It's going to be a bunch of people, like I said to you. I'll tell you something. I saw it. I know it's a religious consideration, but how can you put the welfare of a country and the search for a homeland in the hands of a guy that can't enjoy a good highball or a glass of white wine? And I'm talking about a Muslim. Okay.
You talking about Arafat?
You got it. Arafat and the rest of these people that can't even have a glass of suds. They're blowing the opportunity to get started in the 21st century with beautiful resort hotels, swanky places, swankier than anything we got in Vegas. The showgirls that kick your teeth out and will draw chips for everyone in the room. And get this party started right instead of this rock throwing that's embarrassing some very important people. And I got to tell you something, Phil. There's a lot of important people that were lined up to invest over here, over in the Palestine deal. They're embarrassed, okay? I can't say who, but I will tell you, they are in the luxury hotel and gaming business.
Okay, you're making a lot of claims. I don't know who these guys are, but
they're very important.
They may be very important, but I don't know who they are. So let's take a phone call and see what else everybody else has got to say here. I mean, you know, swanky hotels and everything else. These guys are, right now, things are a little bad over there. West Palm Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
How you doing? I just like to...
You got to start somewhere, Phil.
Right.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Yes, about the hotels and the investments and all that, I think that, I do agree with him. It's a little bit embarrassing, but there's a situation that this embarrassment coming up, and it's not coming up out of nothing, because these people that they're throwing rocks, first of all, they are looking for their hope. They are trying to get their homeland back. And,
well, that homeland deal is going to kill them when it comes time to... We're talking about 300-room... I could get a 300-room resort hotel in there right now. And they're talking about, what is this, a homeland? That's going to get you, that's going to kill you with that homeland deal.
I agree with you about the investors and all that, but you see, the thing about this, I don't know who's the investor you're talking about. But
well, I know
some, other countries
I know some
that
people.
They are interested. And I just want to let you know that there are Israeli investors and wealthy people that they are more than willing
there's
to
a lot of
in
Palestine. Yeah, absolutely. There are a lot of people lined up ready to go, but these guys want to start rolling tires down the street. Next thing you know, they're going to be playing with their own doo-doo. And
would you not say that anymore?
Well, I mean, it's embarrassing.
Look at their kids throwing rocks because they don't have guns. If they had guns, it would probably be a lot. So there is, even though it looks like madness, a purpose to their madness.
Next thing you know, Phil, they're going to be playing with their own doo-doo.
Will you stop with that?
Yeah, I think you need to stop with that. It's not proper on a radio.
Well, I'm
there's
sorry.
A lot of listeners.
It's embarrassing.
Anyhow, my point here is anything that were to happen, I think that the first thing have to happen is peace.
Right. Well, I tell you, I got a very good friend.
The first problem that
right.
we have to take care of.
I got a very good friend.
I am an Israeli. And I've lived there, born there, and raised there.
God bless
and
you.
And I know what I'm talking about. I don't think you may have visited there, but agree with you that Palestinians know only how to throw rocks, because they're not throwing rocks
at
anything.
Well, I don't know what they're doing.
Let me ask you, what they are throwing rocks at?
Sir, do you know that those kids, those very kids that are throwing rocks, could be handing out towels at a beautiful pool, could be bringing over a nice cocktail to somebody poolside?
I agree with you 100%.
Cleaning up a hotel room.
But what are they throwing the rocks at?
Yes,
are
they're throwing the rocks because they, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you right. Phil, you know Chip Weiman, right?
Yes.
All right. I said to Chip, look, there's an investment opportunity over in the West Bank. I think it's going to be beautiful. He said, what's that? I flip on the TV, there's some kid tossing a rock. He goes, is that the West Bank you want me to invest in? I said, holy geez, don't I feel like the dumbass. So, you know, these are the things.
All right. Your business is interesting, and your business interest, and thank you, sir, for your call from West Palm Beach this afternoon and this evening. But somehow there's something.
What?
There's something that isn't ringing right about talking about this stuff. Here's Wilmington on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Wilmington, hello.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
I have one point. I'm very sad by your caller's comments that he wants to build hotels over there when people are dying. I find it very repulsive, actually.
You do not want economic development. Is that what I'm hearing? You want
to have
a bunch of guys rolling, burning tires down the street? It's embarrassing a lot of important people.
No, it's embarrassing because innocent people are dying, and all you're thinking about is building a hotel.
Well, let me ask you this question. Would you rather see innocent people dying, or would you rather be taking a nice spring dive into a beautiful infinity pool and getting your lunch poolside, okay, and going seeing a beautiful show?
Come on, Ted.
No, I'm asking the lady a question. Would you rather see people dying, or would you rather see a guy doing a swan dive off of a springboard?
I would actually rather see peace over there.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. A piece of something special. You
no,
say P-A-A-C, I see P-I-E-C-E. Let's get a piece. Huh?
No, thank you. I don't really like your comment. I think you know you actually need help.
No, ma'am.
Good evening.
I need help because I want to give people my... Hello? What is wrong with these? Is this the Palestine? Is that a Palestine person?
You asking me?
Yeah.
I don't know where she's from. I mean,
what's wrong with these people? Don't they understand they got the goose with that's laying the golden egg, and they're about to crap it right out into the street? Phil, I'm talking about the goose that can lay the golden egg, and it's turning into a little diarrhea squirt with these people. And
Ted, your way of putting things is offensive to me.
What?
It's offensive to me, and it's offensive to callers. I know economic development is important, but it first things first, okay? Van Nuys on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Yeah, my name is David.
Yes, David.
I'd like to answer this guy, the one he's
talking about
casinos and investors.
Yes, sir.
We don't want that. We don't want that.
You don't want money? You don't want to develop your country?
Excuse me. Let me finish.
Jesus.
We don't want that. We want to stop the killing. That's what we want to do. We want to stop killing the kids in the streets. We want to stop the bombing all over the country.
The best
That's what you want.
You know how you do that? You say, bars open, drinks on me. That's how you stop killing.
No,
that's
no.
the way I've done it.
No, my friend. This is not the way. This is not the way to stop the killing.
I stopped apartheid
that way.
If
you want to be fair, you want to give us something?
Yes,
sir. Give us weapons to fight.
That'll stop the killing, all right. Let's give you weapons. What is this guy?
That will protect ourselves. That will protect our...
Yeah, that'll stop the killing.
Why do you think we're throwing rocks? Why do you think we're throwing rocks?
Well, let me ask you a question,
sir. Why do you think we're throwing rocks?
There's no guns that they're throwing rocks.
Let me ask the gentleman a question. Are you a Palestinian, sir?
Yes, I am a Palestinian.
Let me ask you a question.
Tell me.
How about a swanky 3,000-room casino? Chips for everybody, okay? All of those kids that you saw throwing rocks last week, imagine those guys driving those little golf carts, taking people to their rooms.
No, my friend, we're not going to sell our country for no casino, for no money.
What you'd rather do?
Our country for this.
You want to keep watering camels over there. That's your business, but I don't think you should.
We're proud of that.
I don't think you should be speaking for everybody.
No, I am. We are very proud of that.
I don't think you can. And another thing, this religion deal. You don't drink at all, is that right?
What do you say?
Do you drink at all? Can you drink booze?
No, we don't drink.
See, that's going to mess you up.
Some of us do drink, but not everybody drinks.
That's going to mess you up.
Does not give you the right to kill our children?
No, I'm not killing your children. I want to put them to work in the cabana.
What are you saying? Casinos. Who asked you for casinos?
How am I killing your children? I want to put them to work sweeping floors.
Let me tell you something. You want us to stop throwing rocks?
Huh?
You want us to stop throwing rocks?
Well, it would be nice.
Stop bombing us. Stop killing
I'm not bombing anybody. I had Chip Wheely lined up. And I turn on the TV, and there's some kid rolling a burning tire down the street. He goes, "You want me to invest in this dump?"
Yes, because he wants to stop the cars.
You're embarrassing
our towns.
There's some very.
That's what we want to do with these tires.
There's some very important people that you're making very angry.
No. My friend, believe me, the same way America helped Israel by giving them $4.1 billion a year. Weapons.
Could you please remove the telephone from your pocket?
Give us half of that even, and we'll show you what we could do.
We can't just turn that.
Now, how about that? Why not give money to Israel? Why not give money to the Palestinians? And
you can't just turn money over to these people. They don't know that.
What do you mean, these people?
Well, they don't
know
how to build a thing.
We don't exist. We are animals.
You're not animals. You got to be.
If you want to say something about
I'll ask you a basic question.
The one they get killed yesterday.
You got a 97% payoff on a slot machine.
You're going crazy.
Well, let me ask you a question.
What do you think about the kids are dying every day, thousands of them.
And they could be sweeping the beach. Now, what do you think a 97% payoff on a slot machine? What does that mean to you? You don't know. See,
Did you see the knife fight? The nightline the other night with the couple, did you see it?
Ted Koppel was in a knife fight?
No, he wasn't in a knife fight. Did you see Nightline with Ted Koppel? All right, sir, thank you for your call. God, I'm worn out.
I'm going to tell you something right now. 97% payoff of the slap.
Oh, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. What if you could hear the Phil Hendry Show without the limits of the FCC? What if the characters could say anything they wanted to say? The Tournament of Roses Parade, as you have never heard it before. That's right, coming New Year's Day from the Phil Hendry Show, a special uncensored and unedited live internet audio webcast, complete with all of the Phil Hendry Show favorite guests, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to hear the Phil Hendry Show without limits. You can't hear it on the radio, and you can't see it on TV. Listen via the internet for only $4.95. Go to www.philhendryshow.com for details. That's www.philhendryshow.com. For details. Ted Bell is with us. We're talking about the Middle East situation right now. A violent, scary, frightening, probably, you know, on the verge of war situation. And you're saying there's a lot of investors lined up to put in resort hotels, golf courses, polo fields, and you mentioned pools and all kinds of things.
Some great restaurants, Phil. Can you imagine, I'm not saying that they're going to do it, can you imagine a wonderful Ruth's Chris right there in the West Bank? You could go in and relax and have a cocktail. And that was the other thing I wanted to mention about them. They don't have highballs over there, but maybe they can loosen the rules over that. What I'm saying primarily, though, Phil, is there's a lot of money riding on this, okay? When you turn your TV set on and you see some kids dropping some guy out of a window, you know, I look at I was embarrassed. Chip Wheeler looked at me and said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Chip, I had no." He says, "Wait a minute, I'm going to go over there, try to put in a hotel, and some guy's going to drop me out of a window." I said, "It's an Israeli cop. You don't understand." He said, "I don't care. You know, I go over there, some guy drops me headfirst out of a window. To me, that's all I know. It's bad business. And that's why I think we have to tell these kids, get over there, talk to them, and tell them we've got jobs. We've got solid gold jobs for every one of them if they'll just stop with this nonsense and quit throwing rocks, and let's get down to the business of getting, you know, getting some more towels out to the pool and getting, you know, getting some bathrooms ready for our guests."
Hey, how about some of the Palestinians being guests in their own hotels?
I'm sorry, Phil?
How about the Palestinians? You've been talking about them getting some towels ready for the guests.
By the way, we could import some really the Asian teens who do that massage work. You know that?
Yeah. That's really great. How is it that, how about if the Palestinians are guests in their own hotel?
If the Palestinians are guests in their own hotel?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm all for it. If they've got the money and they've got proper credit and they can secure a room with a credit card, yeah. I just didn't know that was it.
Okay, you know, hold on. Westwood on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Sir, you're disgusting. You're the most racist, shallow person I have ever heard speak. This is not about money.
You're talking to Phil Hendry?
No, I'm talking to you.
She's talking to
this
you.
This is not about money over there, and you're saying you're embarrassed by the fact that they're throwing rocks at people. You should be embarrassed that you are so shallow and uninformed that you don't even know what the conflict is about over there.
It's about a couple of guys who want to get a homeland, and I'm telling you that homeland deal is gonna sink them.
A homeland deal.
They want a homeland. You know what I do? I start a beautiful, swank 3,000-room hotel, and we'll call it the Homeland Resort. And you've got a beautiful pool. You've got a gorgeous 18-hole golf course.
Do you think that these people, a beautiful pool is their highest value? Is that your value?
They need economic investment, man. They need jobs. I'm ready right now. Right now I can get those people employed. And
yeah, you can get them employed making drinks at the bar. And
Oh, we're being picky now. Oh, excuse me. Why don't I make them all CEOs of a major corporation? You know what, Phil? I started out working at the pool. I started out doing some of those menial jobs. What's wrong with these kids? They're throwing rocks. Why don't you put them to work folding towels at the pool? It's good, hard, decent work.
Jesus. Yeah, hey, kid, when you're done rolling that tire down the street that's on fire, how about folding some towels at the pool?
Well, it's better than dropping a guy out of a window, I'll tell you that. Or maybe the lady in Westwood doesn't think so. Maybe she'd rather see them roll burning tires down the street rather than make her a nice chichi, a delicious margarita.
For who to enjoy? For you to go over there?
I assume you're American. Are you American?
Yes,
Then it would be for you to enjoy, and a nice salad.
No, and to exploit.
What if she was Palestinian? What if she was Palestinian?
Then after he got off, he could have himself a margarita. And
after he got off his shift.
Yeah.
Do you understand that some people have values that are higher than money?
I see. The value is, let's hit that building over there with a rock.
No.
Yeah, that's a really great
value. The value is, in who they are and in upholding their beliefs.
Well, you know what? I'd like to show a videotape to these kids of every one of them tossing those rocks and dropping that guy out of a window. Hey, here you go. This is what you guys represent. Me? What do I represent? I'll tell you what, the dancers will kick your teeth out. Let's draw chips for everybody in the room. That's what
you're
I represent.
Disgusting.
I represent
just, you
that.
You make me sick.
No. Oh, I make you sick because I have money?
No,
oh, okay.
You make me sick because you
jealousy.
Think that's all people do, that's all people aspire to,
tell you
is
right
be able
now.
To sit by the pool and have a highball and throw some chips around.
As
do you
opposed
think that's
to
all
what?
People aspire to?
As opposed to what, squatting behind a building and crapping
no,
into your own hands?
No, making a difference. How about... there are people all over this world. There's people right next door to you who can't even eat.
You know
who
what?
Don't
I would
have a
rather.
Place to live.
I would rather sit. I'm offering them a job, and I'd rather sit by a pool and drink from a nice drink than drink from a well that was just somebody just washed their clothes in.
How about educating yourself?
I am educated. You know what it's called? It's called Professor Franklin, Dr. Grant, Professor Washington. You know who those teachers are? Take a look at a 1 or a 5 or a 10 or a.
Okay, we got it, Ted. Ma'am, thank you for your call. We understand, but the condensation or the
like condensed milk?
No. I can't think of the word.
Go ahead, talk show host. What's the word?
Condescending. That's the one that I was thinking of.
Hey, he got it. If that guy, Phil, let me tell you something.
Ted.
Right. If that guy who rolled the burning tire down the street could juggle burning tires, we could put him in a show. If the kid who threw those rocks could get on the mound for the New York Yankees, we'd put him in Major League Baseball. If the guy that dropped that cop out of that window could actually drop bombs from an airplane, we'd have himself in an air show out here at Point Magoo. These guys don't know how to do it. I can train these guys.
Oh, yeah, dropping bombs out of an airplane.
That's right.
El Cajon on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
I'd like to make a comment. For his resolution to stop what's going on in the Middle East at the moment, he would rather bring in casinos and bars to make everything better, correct?
I'd like to economic investment, ma'am, yes.
Okay. Do you realize that it's a Muslim-based country and that most of the religion beliefs are not to bring in alcohol, not to gamble, and things like that? So in order for them to better their country, they would rather bring in something else.
You know, you got
so
to bend a little to get a little.
So for you to say that your people
are being...
You got to
bend a little. You got to bend a little to get a
little. Bend a little, maybe in other countries, but not Muslim-based countries.
No, they're going to bend, too. Look at everybody.
No, they won't sell out their own country.
Ma'am, there's a party going on. It's called the 21st
century.
I'm sorry,
the party going on is probably in your area.
It's called the 21st century.
People are not interested in that. If you want to bring
that... The Muslims are going to get on board one way or another, okay?
I'm sorry. If you can't do that here, then you're not going to be able to do it there.
There's not a religion in the world that hasn't been bought and can't be bought.
Kids out their own country, things that they believe in, just to sit there and serve other people alcohol.
Yeah, you know, you start flashing $20 bills.
Or drive around their little golf cart.
You start flashing $20 bills under their nose, you'd be surprised what could happen.
No, I'm sorry. People don't sell out
ma'am.
As fast as you might.
Muslims, Christians, Jews, it doesn't matter. Flash enough money in
I'm
front
sorry,
of them,
Muslim,
they'll start coming
the Muslim
their way.
Religion would be probably the most strongest religion that
oh,
you could probably find.
Yeah, we saw that when that Iraqi... Yeah, those Iraqis were really something else.
Excuse
what I would say, those Iraqis
I
are really
am
tough.
Iraqi, as a matter of fact.
You guys
fact.
Are really tough in that Gulf War. But what I want to say is...
Okay, what's the point of baiting this lady over her nationalism?
Well, she says she's
no,
tough.
No, I really don't mind. I'm
I
trying
saw those
to make
guys
a point.
Crawling out of those trenches and kissing those guys on the cheek. What is that about them kissing them when they're surrendering, huh? Does that mean they don't want to get shot? I learned that from an Iraqi on TV. Now,
oh,
okay,
really?
Ted, you know...
You go out there and let's see how you would...
You know what we can do? I got a great idea. We can have
like
a gentleman's club called the Gaza Strip Joint. What do you think of that? The Gaza Strip Joint... Hey, we could put you on stage.
Oh, I'm pretty sure. Okay, see, I wouldn't sell myself out for a little casino the way that you try to.
You know what I got for you?
What?
$50,000.
Yeah?
Right now.
And does that mean I would want to take it?
No, you don't have to do anything for it. You don't have to do anything for it.
I would rather break my back working for a penny a day rather than sell
on.
Myself out.
You hang on.
To go embarrass myself.
I'm going
to
give you $50,000.
Selling things that are illegal in my own mind, okay, number one.
You'll take a drink of Teddy.
And things that I don't believe in just because
you'll
you
take a drink of
that,
Teddy Boy, want you to.
No, just because you think my country would benefit from it.
You'll take a drink of Teddy, want you to. I got $50,000 for you, no strings attached.
Well, good for you. I'm glad you do.
It's for you. No strings attached.
I don't want it.
Yes, you do.
You offering it to me seems
yeah.
like you're the devil offering it to
you
the
just,
people that wouldn't want it.
You
I'm
call
sorry.
Me daddy.
I don't settle for that.
Call me daddy. All
I
you
wouldn't
gotta
call
do
you
is
anything.
Call me
I
daddy.
Would call you a devil trying to put something in a place that's not wanted.
Look at
and
it.
That would not bring peace to the area there.
Have you ever had a Brandy Alexander? It's chocolate and brandy. You'd love it. You
I've had
would
it.
Love it. You like them? They're good,
delicious,
aren't they?
But that's not appropriate at this moment. It is not appropriate. That is not what we're trying to do. We're not trying to lift our people up over there to make them forget about their problems.
Do you ever bump your forehead on the ground?
Money the wrong way.
Hey, what do you guys do when you bump your forehead on the ground? Do you ever...
Thank you very much, Ted.
Oh, I get it. You're going to hang up on me now because you're really upset with the things that I...
Yeah, I'm upset with a lot of what I've been hearing here, okay? Do you ever bump your forehead on the ground?
I just was wondering.
All you did is come on this program and...
Let me beat you to it, Phil. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay, he hung up.
He can't stand it. When someone's trying to make a point and proving him wrong, he can't stand it.
Are you Muslim, ma'am?
I am Catholic, as a matter of fact. I'm Chaldean.
Well, then you do drink. just kidding.
I do, but it's people's choice, and yeah. I don't believe that that's something that they would want to have in a Muslim-run country.
Would you say you were Chaldean?
Yeah.
What's that?
Chaldean is a Catholic Arab. I'm from Iraq.
I was raised Catholic here in the United States. I had no idea that the Catholics in Iraq are called Chaldean.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Some of them,
thing. Yes. That's it. Some Catholics in Iraq are called Chaldean?
Yes.
So not all of them?
Some Christians are just regular Iraqi...
Christians,
yes.
But the Catholics are called Chaldean. Were you able to practice your religion there?
Yes, they were very freely.
Very cool. Were you able to take a drink every now and again, a little Irish whiskey?
Hey, I wasn't born here.
Okay.
But my point is yeah. if you're trying to bring in a casino resort there just to bring in profit, that's not the right way. If you want to bring in a profit there, bring it in some other way. But that's not going to resolve any of the issues that are going on there right now.
You ever give it a massage at a hotel?
Okay, thank you. Thanks very much,
yes,
ma'am.
As a matter of fact, I've received one, and they are very nice, but I don't think I'd be wanting to receive them.
Did you ever give one? The more important question is, no, you got to know. How are your fingers? You work on my back.
Thank you very much, Ted.
Oh, I get it. You're hanging up again. Goodbye.
You know, I thought you were going to hang up, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, well, he didn't. Thank you for your call, ma'am. This is The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. And we got another hour to go. A very quick reminder again, My Friend's Place Casino Night. My Friend's Place puts on a party. It's called Casino Night. My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids. And we do a lot of fundraising for them with the sale of our CD. Well, anyway, this year, The Phil Henry Show and My Friend's Place present, among other fun things, Dwight Yoakam. Proceeds will go to My Friend's Place, and tickets are $250 per person. It's the Tournament of Roses Parade as you have never heard it before. Say anything we want, do anything we want. That's what we're going to be doing on January the 1st as The Phil Henry Show goes live, uncensored, and unedited on the Internet via an audio webcast, complete with all of our favorite guests. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to hear The Phil Henry Show without limits. You can't hear it on the radio. You can't see it on TV. Uncensored, unedited, listen via the Internet for only $4.95. Go to www.philhenryshow.com for all the details. That's www.philhenryshow.com for details. And as far as the Middle East goes, well, you guys can take that. No, I think, you know, what's going on over there? They need a war, man. I mean, am I a fan of war? Well, yeah, in the movies I am. But those people aren't ready for peace. Sometimes when I hear people talking about we must get the peace process restarted, it sounds like cowardice to me. I hate to say that. It sounds like cowards talking who don't recognize or are too frightened to admit what everybody else seems to know, and that is probably what that region of the world could use right now is a good bloodletting. Because those kids tossing those rocks, believe me when I tell you this, they will not be happy until they are either allowed to kill somebody or they get killed themselves. They want to put their hands around somebody's neck, and you know what? I say give them the opportunity. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm favoring one side over the other. I wish those people could work it out, but they're not going to do it. It ain't going to happen. Give it up. Because they may get something going now, in another 2 years, something else, in another 2 years, and this crap's been going on for so long. Let them have the war. And like I said, we can stand there, America, Russia, whoever else, the guys that got the juice and the muscle, we can stand there and sort of monitor it. And if it gets out of hand, we can referee it a little bit. Gets out of hand, we drop ourselves a little concussion grenade here, an A-bomb there. You know, they'll get the message sooner or later. You contain it. Let them have their war. Contain it. And I guarantee you, it'll make for a great movie of the week. Now, be right back.
I worked to get Clinton out of office. I put my social life on the back burner. Now, Bush tells me that I can't use RU486. I don't get to use that? Why?
You're not the one that uses it, buddy. It's
women
the
use
woman
it.
That uses it. And Mary. You can't make her use it. It's an after pill. It's an after pill.
Let me tell you, if she's going to go to bed with me, okay, if she's going to be lucky enough to go to bed with me, she's got to give a little.
And
I'm giving her my
there's
body.
There's a lot of women that just can't wait. With your cot on your mother's
Mary.
Porch.
Shut up and get off the phone. My mother is on the phone, Phil.
Well, you're going to have to get her off the phone, okay?
Let me tell you something. If I give a woman the pleasure of my body, what do I get? She's got to take the R86 pill. All right?
This guy's embarrassing.
Why
he's
am
embarrassing
I
embarrassing that he's an American?
I am an American, a Republican. Oh,
it's embarrassing that you're a Republican. I really think that you need
Larry,
to re-identify yourself.
Why? Because I'm against the Clintons? That makes me embarrassing? Because I fight for decency? That makes me embarrassing? What makes me embarrassing?
It's not decency to say that all you care about is seeing who you can sleep with tonight and make sure they take a pill so you're not on the hook for child support. That's not decency.
That is in keeping with the Republican platform, as far as I know.
Larry.
Oh, he's losing his mind now.
He really
his
is.
His mother
in
is.
That case.
Okay, thanks for your call. Larry.
Hold on for a minute.
I told you to. Please don't.
All right, that'll keep her quiet.
What did you do?
Nothing. She's in her room now.
What did you do, Larry?
I didn't do anything, Mr. Henry, and I don't like the third degree.
What did you.
I put her in her room. Watch the TV. Watch the Mr. Povich. Is Maury Povich on now?
I want to see you, Maury.
All right. Maury Povich is on. She likes him.
Okay. I just heard something and I...
Don't worry.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. You know what, Larry? I'm a little concerned that...
She's fine.
No, I'm a little... I want to know. Get your mother on the phone, will you?
Phil, will you...
Get your mother... I want to speak with her. I'm a little concerned.
Phil, let...
Get your mother on the phone.
Nanny? Mr. Henry wants to talk to you at the radio station.
I can't. My legs don't work.
Oh, stop it.
What's wrong with her legs?
She always does this. There's nothing wrong with your legs. Mr. Henry wants to talk to you.
Oh, Phil, how are you?
Hello, Nanny. How are you doing?
Well, after Larry pushed me down...
I didn't push her down, and I couldn't...
Be right back. Just a moment. You